Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're watching this. I'm just happy that you checked in. All right, this is the On That Note podcast. I'm your host, Gray, and this is my first episode, and I got advice to start this off on a fun note because my personality is a little chaotic. That's all I'm gonna warn you about. I'm pretty chill when I'm doing kind of like this kind of concept where I'm talking to myself in a room alone with my cat and a microphone, but that's usually how it goes. So, we're gonna start off strong, but first, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about me. I'm a singer-songwriter. I play guitar, I play 12-string, a 6-string, a Yamaha, and I do some type of writing, I don't know. I do creative writing, I do poems, I do my songwriting, as I said, and I usually write about philosophy, psychology, kind of just the main questions about life and philosophers, that good business. I love filmmaking. I've been doing some films lately for a film unit in my drama class, and I read a bit. I love classics, so currently on my shelf we have The Political Thoughts of Plato and Aristotle, The Picture of Dorian Gray, Crime and Punishment, Fyodor Dostoevsky, Beyond Good and Evil, Friedrich Nietzsche. I haven't read all of them yet, but you get the kind of vibe that I'm going for. But I'm also a lover for the series by Cassandra Clare, that's The Immortal Instruments. So I'm just a whole package. And we're going to be talking about my inability to keep pets alive and plants. It's okay. I would say it's not as extreme as I'd said it. I can keep cats alive. A dog died by natural causes. I had no partake in that. However, my fish. Unfortunately, I'm a horrible fish owner, and we're about to dive into that. Alright. I had 3 rounds of glowfish. So the first time, and honestly, yeah, it's our fault. It's completely our fault. They were store-bought, and we put them in horrible conditions because we were uneducated. They had a big tank, but we forgot an air pump, so first round, immediately eliminated. Second round, they also just died. I don't know if it was temperature shock. We did the thing where you put the water into the tank, so like the temperature goes the same before you put the water that has the fish into the tank. But overnight, they just gone like the wind. But the company that sold them, they have this policy that if they die within, I think, a week, you can return them and get a refund or, like, more. Which, concerning for my situation. My mother put them in the freezer. So, because we were busy people, you know, and we couldn't go that day. So, my mother, and I didn't watch her do this. I'll just be aware. I have no idea how this went about. I never saw them in the freezer, but apparently they were in the freezer. And on the day of that we went to return them, I think they were de-thawed. I don't know, and I'm scared about that fact. But then we got round 3, and this one lasted a year. These 2 lasted a year, and actually, we got 2 more. So, mark that. On that note, 4 rounds of fish. Well, 2. I would get 2 each time, that's what I meant. Because they're cute and they're colorful. So I named the first ones, I believe they were, the first ones were, I think there was pink, purple, yellow, green, and blue. And the 4 recent ones that we had, I think there was 4, I'm not sure. I think we named them, recycling was blue. I had green as, would green be recycling? No. Yard waste maybe? And then I had, yellow and pink, which were yee and haw. But I think it was purple. I don't know, I had too many and it's embarrassing. I don't like to talk about it. But this year, we had a weird situation where, so the tank was leaking, but that has nothing to do with it because it was just making everything kind of in my room a mess because that shelf was like, it was bad. The fish were fine, So I thought. They disappeared overnight. Gone. Just gone. We have cats, but the cats can't reach into there unless there's something I don't know. And it was just, Mom, the fish recycling is gone. She was like, what? I'm like, I don't know. And so the tank was empty. We had, I think a fish died naturally, and then the other fish just disappeared. I have no idea. We don't know where they went. But it was also on the kitchen counter, so maybe a fish got victimized by my cat. I'm not sure. But the other problem we had was that in the last maybe month, we put a Pleco in. A little Pleco. I love the Pleco. We named it Zuko. Zuko also disappeared that night. So recycling and Zuko, I wouldn't say they bit the dust. I think they just like simmered beneath the dust. We could not find them. We emptied the tank and they were not there. Not a piece of zebra patterned flesh of Zuko was left. Not a glowing pink scale or whatever color the last one was. They were gone. So that was my glowfish. And it wasn't that surprising because we have lots more to cover here. This is just, we're just barely chipping off the iceberg. So then we have my betta. And betta, its name is Prince. Prince is still alive. I'm proud to say that Prince is still alive. Because one night he spent a whole night in the laundry basket. And so I had this table desk, and it had like this removable glass piece that, say a certain wooden sign fell from my wall, fell onto the glass table and kind of tilted that glass into its own cell. It was bad. But the fish tank was on said table and also followed the tilt, but luckily got caught by the metal siding of that table. And actually, this is completely irrelevant. This is not the laundry basket story, but it also happened. It also happened. So the laundry basket story, that was my cat, because my cats are strong apparently. She jumped onto my shelf, and it's a big bookcase of like six shelves, and she jumped onto the third one, and she apparently just rammed herself into it because I fell asleep. I didn't hear a thing. But I woke up in the morning, and I went to school. I completely missed the fish. But then in the afternoon, I came home. I was in my room, relaxing. Imagine that. I turned my head over to my bookshelf. I'm like, how's Prince doing? Gone! The whole tank has left the shelf. And I look down, and my gaze follows as I see the tank upside down in a lonely heap of laundry. I have a moment of grief because I'm like, this did not happen like recently. I've not seen my cat in a while. This must have happened a while ago. So I go out to the living room. I'm like, Mom, hey, I got some news, but you're not gonna like it. She's like, what? I'm like, I think we have a dead fish. She's like, you think? I'm like, well, you see, there's a precedent of a dead fish because I currently do not see the fish, but the living habitat that the fish should be in is currently in destruction. And she's like, what? Oh, sorry, what? Can you tell I've been reading too much? We go into my room and both my parents are there. And we stare into my laundry basket. It was actually not a laundry basket. It was a heap of laundry. And yeah, it does look like Prince is a goner because there is no fish anywhere. So we're moving my laundry carefully, I guess, for respect. I don't know. We're native. I don't think that does anything. So we're searching to this laundry and we find Prince. Apparently, I wasn't there. I couldn't bear it. I was like, ugh. I have a fear of like dead animals. So like if I once had another fish that died and it was also a beta. His name was Mark, I think. No, that was Mark and Mango. They were two previous betas. My first betas, they died. Don't worry about that. That's fine. They died when my sister was babysitting them. So again, not me. But after that, I had a different beta. His name was Halo. He was blue, magnificent. Prince is black with gold fins. He's swimming right now, actually. It's a surprise. So, Halo died, and I just didn't look at him, and my mom's like, dude, you have to empty that tank. I'm like, I can't bear it. it was just, ugh. Anyways, so They eventually bring the tank into the bathroom and they're starting to fill it back up again because my father is one of those people that are like, oh yeah, this Google fact says that the betas have lived in mud for years and your fish is alive. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, like I'm not buying it. I kid you not, he puts the fish into the tank and shakes it up a little and buddy's moving. I'm in grief. I'm like, what? So yeah, so Prince spent the night in the laundry heap and he's fine. I would say fine is pretty good for where he's at right now. I think his fins are starting to deteriorate, but that's okay. He survived the laundry basket of 2024, so I think everything is gonna be okay from here on out. So that's Prince's story. I want to backtrack to Halo, because Halo's beautiful blue scales once turned red in a tragedy that I would say I'm the hero. He was in a tank, of course, I would hope so, and we had a filter, well, like this open filter, so it was different, and he would go into the filter. I think he goes through the top and then he fell through the bottom. I don't know how this happened. But I'm like, oh, I'm looking through this tank and I'm like, I can't see Halo. Where's Halo? I'm concerned. It's after school. And I'm like, hey, Halo, where are you? But the filter had a lid on it. So I lift up the lid. I kid you not, there's Halo. Thrashing. I think I took my hand and I saved Halo's butt, but I don't know, his fins turned red, so I'm assuming he bled. I don't remember the story. I think I blocked it out. This happened maybe 3 years ago. So let's move on. Let's move on to my cat, Mittens. Mittens is alive. I'm currently petting her. She's lovely. She's, I think she's a short hair. I don't know what my cat is. We actually haven't really looked at her breed. She looks like your average cat, you know, your house cat. She has white paws with Carmens that I got so irritated when we had to name them. And I was like, well, it's obviously Miz. Why can't I name the other one? Well, good thing I didn't, because that cat, Min's sister, her name is Monkey. It originally started as Monk, and then it went to Monkey. You can see how that happened. Anyways, so she keeps on going outside. She's an indoor cat, and it's a surprise she's still here. She'll jump up at the screen. I think this is a normal cat experience, but I say she's still cooking. She's cooking, she's kicking, she's doing what she needs to do, and everyone is surprised that she loves me because I sometimes just like to throw her around safely. Like, okay, say I'm tossing her to my bed. My bed's like not a hard piece of concrete. She's fine. She's fine. Killed an air plant though. I think we were looking at low maintenance plants because, you know, my history. But I killed an air plant. But another plant that is also low maintenance is a succulent. But I'm proud because, okay, so it was this terrarium kit that was from, I think, the Vancouver Aquarium or Toronto. And The succulent only died because it got too cold, but the succulent was indoors, so don't ask me how that happened. I am good at taking care of plants. I think it's because my window doesn't really keep out the cold. Actually, sometimes frost just appears on my windowsill, and I wake up in the morning, I'm like, that's not supposed to be there, is it? Apparently it is. Old house, we'll be fine. Am I gonna be cold in the winter? Apparently. So I killed that succulent, but in that same terrarium, it's almost summer, it's a great day. I have a new succulent, so I think I named it. I don't think I named this one, but I also got a baby one, and that one's name is Wilma. Wilma's kicking. Everyone is kicking, it's fine. We should start a soccer league. So, now we get on to the more unhinged corner of my pet history, and not even the insects outside are safe because I had this wasp. A wasp. And we named it Buttons. I say we, but it was mostly a solo effort because I name everything and that's gonna be a whole new episode. So we have Buttons. I was at school and there's a wasp flying around in the sunshine corner that I love to call the sunshine corner. See, okay, for a visual and for context, it's where my friends hang out with me. So it's the second floor, end of the hallway. Windows, no blinds, which means it's killing hot in there. It has these kind of Montessori looking white cream walls, a tile floor that has the smallest bit of kind of clamish purple. It's looking, so it's all like this warm tone, but definitely not. It's giving sad beige Montessori, but it's home. Anyways, so that's our sunshine corner. Or what I call a sunshine corner. Buttons was flying around. He's indoors. He's on the second floor. We don't know how he got there. Well, we do, because below there's the door to the outdoors. Anyways, unimportant. I wanted to capture Buttons because I wanted to have a wasp. Why? I don't know. I had a pencil sharpener on me. And it was this black one that has, it's a clear pencil sharpener, probably a really cheap one you could find in your local dollar store. And so I had that, and it has a pop-off lid that's really, it sucked. I had it for years. I don't even know where I found it. I probably stole it. I captured Buttons. My friends did not get there until later, and I actually have video proof of this, and it's so funny. But yeah, I called it Buttons. Buttons was in the pencil sharpener, and at the end of the day, I brought it with my gym class, and I released it outdoors. It wasn't a really small one. I'm now realizing that it sounds unclear exactly what one I'm talking about. It was a fairly decent size pencil sharpener. Imagine an AirPods case. Maybe double that size, and pencil sharpener. Buttons was thriving, and then I brought Buttons outside and released him. So I'd say he's kicking under my supervision. And then the world took him on its own path. So nature is not really safe from me. My own pets, specifically my fish, struggle under my care. I'm sorry. But my friend allowed me to pet sit once. Oh, what a mistake. That was the only time I pet sitted, actually. And it was my first time too, which is terrible because she has so many animals. There's bearded dragon, fish, I know, turtle, hedgehogs, parrots, I think parakeets, I don't know. Recently got a gecko, has a cat, and another bearded dragon that's her brother's. And the fish the fish survived. Let's just say that. That was her little sister's fish. Okay, I think I got it. Okay, perfect. I think we covered that. I have no idea how to take care of a bearded dragon. Okay, there were signs everywhere, directions, instructions, kind of what to feed them, and it's like, you need to get the salad from the fridge, from the freezer, whatever, and you need to add some water or something, and you just give it back, and it's fine, and they leave for the day. It's great. I'm also terrified because there's cameras all over that house. But apparently, it was fine. They're kicking, I think. So here's what happens. I was apparently supposed to clean the food dish every time afterwards. Like say I go the next day, this is for like a few days, that's terrible. So I go the next day and I see that like salad's gone, you know. I'm like, oh, it's calcium day. Put a little calcium with my salad. I'm like, that's great. I didn't clean the bowl. I didn't know I was supposed to. Apparently I was supposed to. I think. I don't know. Again, year before last. I'm just trying to recount all the times that I was a horrible pet owner, and it's going okay. I'd say we're doing great. Prince is still kicking. Friends animals are still kicking. Mittens is still kicking. Halo Zuko Mango Recycling Garbage Ye and Haw or T and He, I don't know. They're not kicking. Oops. So, I'm also supposed to clean up the dragon's droppings. I'm gonna be so real, I don't even know. I don't even know what those look like, so I didn't do it. And it's crazy because I don't know, I think I need more instructions. I don't remember it being written down. I don't remember, like, anything. I just fed it bugs and went, oh, good dragon, good Aussie. And that's brutal. It's so brutal how I was allowed to do that. And I got paid. But, and you might be like, why did you get paid if you obviously kind of neglected the dragon and gave it dangerous conditions because it was left with its own, like, poop that I think is bad for it if it's in it for too long. I don't know. It's not like it was leaving the tank. Do you call it that, a tank? Habitat? Because friend was gone, so it was just me until our other friend took over. Now other friend has a bearded dragon, and other friend probably did an amazing job because I got paid. And first friend was like, yeah, sorry, other friend got paid more than you. I'm like, no, don't apologize. I'm just happy I got, like, I'm surprised. You keep your money. I did damage. Anyways. So I shouldn't have done that. That was bad. Should have done my research, maybe. And, yeah. Anyways, I think I actually covered all the incidents. So on that note, but I think the conclusion from the jury is that I shouldn't own pets. That's what I've been told, at least. They're like, and I think it's my own doing. As a wannabe journalist, I realize I've only shared the tragedies of this story, because whenever something absolutely wild happens in my life, I just share that, and all the good stuff looks mundane. So I'm paying my cat. That is great treatment. I give cat treat. Good treatment. Litter is done. Walking outside. That's good treatment. Yeah, I walk my cat because she wants to go outside. She's on a leash. And she just explores the deck. Nothing much. I shouldn't own pets. And I can't keep a plant alive. So I guess that's kind of our conclusion. So thank you for listening to my horror stories about pets and plants and how to keep something alive, and maybe just I can watch your pet. Sure. I've never really owned a dog, but we don't talk about that. And Mittens is doing fine. Monkey? Not really my pet, actually, that's my brother's. So I say we're doing great. So this was the first episode of this podcast. I hope you kind of got the energy that I'm pretty chill, but my life story is not that chill, and it's really funny to share. But it's also because this was supposed to be a funnier, lighthearted episode about just, I guess, giving you all the weaknesses that I have. Actually, now I'm realizing that. Person who recommended me to do something funny, this is bringing me down, because they're like, ugh, yikes, I'm actually an animal activist, and this person, Gray, who's hosting the On That Note podcast, doesn't seem to be my person. So there goes my whole audience demographic. Phew! Because I don't think there's a person on this planet that hates animals. If it's not fear-driven, I understand the fear of snakes, spiders. Apparently, you could be scared of birds. My mother is terrified of birds. They're making nests under our deck and everything. But I think this is going fine. So, I guess I'm gonna wrap it up. I like to wrap things up on a lighter note. A little bit about me, a little bit about what's happening currently in media, etc. So, what's happening currently in media? I didn't prepare that. So let's start with me. An accomplishment today, I guess, is I started this episode, and I say it's going great. My cat is vibing with me. I'm having a great time. It's warm, sunny. It's warm, sunny day, and yeah, I played a little guitar earlier, and that was cool. I recently completed my first music video for an original song, pre-written, that came out May 30th, and so far it's going great. Media, I'd say nothing is happening in media. There's some weird trends, but I don't... Ugh, but it's documenting! Oh my goodness, you want to become a journalist, and you need to document the facts. What is happening in media? Fine, okay. What is happening in media? A lot of things about, I guess, politics. A lot of politics are happening right now. I live in Canada, so we just got a new prime minister like month ago. I guess that's in. Let's talk about my favorite music. Okay, so my favorite music currently, I'm trying to explore new artists. So I used to love, as some of my top music, it used to be Tame Impala, Hozier, Noah Kahan, kind of artists like that. But recently I'm getting into The Score, which is so fun. I still love Poor Man's Poison, and I just love new music. Like, I'll put on a playlist, now I'll just press shuffle, and it's not my playlist, and there's a lot of skips happening, but sometimes I'm like, yes! Like, the Elko Run, that's pretty cool. I don't know if that's a song, actually, now that I'm realizing that. I think it's the Elko by someone, but it's a nice acoustic. I like acoustic music, but I want rap. Like, NF was depressing, but now his music is more kind of like hype. And I love the new Nathan, so I kind of like NF now, but there's no rappers that I can find that's kind of like him now. You could say he's one in a million. You could say he's kind of unique. So that's the music I'm listening to right now. Otherwise, just finished a music video of mine. Don't really have new plans until the new film unit. So this is On That Note podcast by me, Gray. My artist title for music is Amber Gray. On YouTube, it's Amber Gray Media. And then otherwise, this is kind of it. We're gonna wrap it up. So thank you for listening again. I'm sorry if you clicked off and you're not here anymore, but if you are and I don't know you, then that's great. That's great. You can stay tuned if you would like. That'd be kind of ideal. You could learn some more things about me. I'm planning on doing episodes about my pet peeves, kind of why I name everything that like is inanimate. Like as soon as I pick up something that has like a face, I'm like, oh, can I name it? You'll learn about my music taste, I guess. You'll learn about my music journey as a singer-songwriter, and just kind of more about what I think about the future, kind of more on that psychology, philosophy kind of takes, and etc., personal life, media, society. So yeah. In a classic fashion of, say, Shakespeare, which is my horrible saying of Shakespeare, exit gray. Have a nice day, good evening, good night, all that good stuff. Thank you.